Penguin Random House Audio presents You May Also Like Taste in an Age of Endless Choice by Tom Vanderbilt. Read for you by Jeffrey Kafer. Introduction. What's your favorite color, and why do you even have one? And you say to me, friends, there is no disputing over tastes and tasting, but all of life is a dispute over taste and tasting. Friedrich Nietzsche. Thus spake Zarathustra. What's your favorite color? The question came one morning on the walk to school for my 5-year-old daughter, lately obsessed with favorites, declaring hers, knowing mine. Blue, I said, feeling very much the Western male. The West loves blue, and men love it a bit more than women. A pause. Why isn't our car blue, then? Well, I like blue, but I don't like it as much for cars. She processes this. My favorite color is red. This marks a change. Last week it was pink. On the horizon, green seems to be entering the picture. Is that why you wore red pants today? I ask. She smiles. Do you have any red pants? No, I say. When I lived in Spain, I bought and wore a pair of red pants because I had noticed Spanish men wearing them. Once I got to New York, where hardly any men wore red pants, they stayed in the drawer. What was mainstream in Madrid was, to my eyes anyway, quite fashion-forward in America circa 1991. But I do not explain any of this to her. You should get a pair of red pants. You think so? Nods. What's your favorite number? This stops me. I'm not sure I have a favorite number. Then I offer, maybe 8? As I say it, I try to fathom why.